going to have to blame the sound guy for that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 146 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. And we are loaded. If we can get to all the content that we have planned for today, it will be quite a impressive feat. Hunter Biden found guilty all three gun charges. And I have to say, I was a little bit surprised by this. I really expected there to be a Democrat rig job in place today, but obviously Hunter was guilty. The evidence was overwhelming in his own admissions, virtually, with the laptop. But there's some important elements of this that we're going to dig into, because a lot of the coverage, a lot of the media is kind of missing the big story here. And it looks like sentencing, this is all going to be complicated now because Hunter Biden has other pending charges. Now, they don't normally give sentencing dates out right after the verdict, but there could be more complications with Hunter's other charges ongoing. So we'll dig into some of the other information and angles there that others are missing. And, of course, also this comes back to what Joe Biden said of, oh, I'm not going to pardon Hunter Biden. Do you still believe that? If he's facing prison, supposedly, you know, 25 years max, I wouldn't expect him to get prison time, but who knows at this point. So we're going to have all the different angles of that, including the response from Donald Trump, including the response from Donald Trump. But then there's Joe Biden. Now, what are the odds? This is unbelievable. What are the odds? The day that Hunter Biden is found guilty on three counts, three gun charges, within an hour of the guilty verdicts coming down, Joe Biden, the president, and Hunter Biden's father, is set to speak at a gun law, gun safety event. I think we all need to tip our cap to the creator today, say, well done. Well done, God. That was chef's kiss, truly. Truly, to line it up for us like that. That was incredible. Now, of course, Joe Biden shows up an hour late to this event. Why? Why? And then, of course, now he's going to be taking a extra long weekend, I guess, as he's flying to Delaware immediately after the event. But we got the clips from that, him falling apart. And we got great guests coming up today as well. This is going to be a loaded show, folks. Loaded transmission. Loaded InfoWars War Room. Don't go anywhere. You won't regret it. You want the best news coverage out there. You're in the right place.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Darkness of censorship. Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news. We'll be right back.
try to press through all of this content, 23 videos, two guests in the next 3 hours. I have very little time to waste today in the final countdown, perhaps, of the legend that is InfoWars. And what a legend it is. And the legend grows the day they shut this place down. Let's be perfectly clear. All right. Hunter Biden found guilty on all three felony gun charges. And of course, the proof was there in his own words on his own laptop. And that's kind of the important aspect of this whole thing. Now, I will say I didn't expect this. I thought that the Democrats would have an activist on the jury to nullify the jury and make sure that Hunter wouldn't be found guilty. Maybe this shows that there is some hope. Maybe this gives you a glimmer of hope. Now that's not to say that there might not be something down the road or Hunter might not get some kid glove treatment down the road. But there's some other angles to this that we as conservatives need to consider and maybe put our bias against the Biden crime family aside. But I think the more important thing to remember about this is, and they're already making statements from the White House and Biden press releases and the Democrat Party and Hunter's lawyer in the press conference afterwards. Oh, nobody's above the law. Nobody's above the law. No. Hunter Biden, the only reason why this case ever even made it to court was because of the laptop and because of the whistleblowers that explained how the bureaucracies in charge of these gun laws and the IRS were ignoring the case and were trying to shove the case under the rug. Now, just to be clear, jurors found Hunter Biden guilty of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on an application by saying he was not a drug user and illegally having the gun for 11 days. Now, all things considered, this is probably the least of Hunter Biden's criminal activity. He was also ditching guns in dumpsters outside of children's schools and playgrounds. And they say, well, you know, Hunter wasn't brandishing a weapon. He just lied on the floor. What do you mean he wasn't brandishing a weapon? The same laptop where you get the evidence to even get these charges to this point, he's brandishing firearms left and right. Looks like with hookers. And who knows who else? With drugs and paraphernalia everywhere. Tristan Levitt is part of a major whistleblower group to protect whistleblowers, bring whistleblowers forward, called Empowered. And I want to read for you his statement here, because this is kind of the forgotten or unknown aspect that is really important here. Whether you think, from Tristan Levitt, whether you think the gun charge conviction today is just a red herring or not, just remember that none of the government shenanigans would have been exposed were it not for IRS whistleblowers Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler. Before their disclosures, Biden appointees had talked David Weiss out of charging the president's son. There's your favorable treatment. And all cases related to Hunter Biden, with these facts now on display to the world. So again, Hunter Biden was above the law. Hunter Biden did get treatment because he was Joe Biden's son. And if it wasn't for the whistleblowers testifying and the laptop that he forgot at the IT store, then no, this would not have happened. Hunter Biden would have been above the law. And of course, it was Joe Biden that wrote the drug laws that Hunter Biden has broken and won't get any charges. It's Joe Biden that wrote the gun laws and voted for the gun laws that Hunter broke, and it would not have been charged if not for these whistleblowers. We go on. Weiss had allowed the statute of limitations to lapse on the most serious charges, Hunter Biden engaging in a scheme to hide his foreign income from Burisma in 2014 and 15, money that raised serious questions about just what he and his family did to earn it. Now, this is going to come up later in the show with another developing story. Once U.S. Attorney Weiss's office knew the IRS whistleblowers were making disclosures to Congress, U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf tried to contain the damage by offering Hunter Biden an agreement requiring no guilty plea. That was the plea bargain that fell apart. That was so ludicrous on its face, Weiss made Wolf go back and at least require a misdemeanor guilty plea. The sweetheart plea deal, DOJ rushed out to beat the House release of the IRS whistleblower interview transcripts. But thanks to those transcripts being provided to Judge Norica, she saw right through the DOJ's charade to sweep this under the rug with Hunter Biden. Today's verdict would not have happened without the IRS whistleblowers, but it was for a fairly straightforward but relatively minor charge. The whistleblowers disclosed far more significant crimes the IRS and DOJ had once agreed to charge Hunter Biden with. They also provided documents to the House showing how Hunter Biden's testimony to Congress was contradictory to the facts. All eyes should now be on David Weiss to see whether he follows through with the tax felony trial and whether he acts on the House's perjury referral. Now, Hunter Biden is now in a California case dealing with tax fraud. It's likely they'll suspend any sentencing dealing with this case until that case is concluded. It's not totally out of the ordinary. There still could be some favorable treatment. But the favorable treatment already happened for Hunter Biden. And let's be perfectly clear. And I'll get into the aspect here of what we need to remain consistent on our values as conservatives dealing with this case. But Joe Biden writes and votes for laws and penalties when it comes to drug use that his son breaks regularly, films it, evidence everywhere, and he won't see a day in prison, a day in jail, or a day in court because of it. He gets caught up on this charge simply because there's so much evidence out there and because whistleblowers came forward from the IRS revealing how the DOJ was trying to make sure Hunter Biden got away with the crimes. But if it wasn't for him with the federal gun dealer saying, I'm not on drugs, when all the evidence is out there that he was on drugs, and then the whistleblowers coming forward, none of this happens today. So yes, Hunter Biden would have been above the law. Now, Donald Trump issues this statement in response. We'll bring this to you. Many people have asked me to comment on the conviction of Hunter Biden. Sleepy Joe's son was found guilty of lying on an application for a gun. Hunter Biden is a terrible person who has funneled millions of dollars from other countries to his father. Even so, it is hard to blame him for wanting a gun, which he has God-given right to have under the Second Amendment. Nice. Good job, President Trump, right there. Probably the greatest amendment of them all, if we're being totally honest. His father, one of our worst presidents, is more concerned with making the gun control people happy, so he won't have the courage to step in here and help Hunter. Don't worry, Joe. I will save your son after I get elected. For the third time, he adds on. So that kind of brings me to where we as conservatives here, if we believe in the Second Amendment, need to remain steadfast in our values. And the question here would be, do you need to fill out a government document to acquire a firearm? Should you be required to do that? Should you be required to prove sobriety in order to have a gun? None of this is mentioned in the Second Amendment, by the way. So if you're making a constitutional argument, the answer to those questions is no, by the way. And I'll also just mention this. A frequent guest of the show, and maybe we could even get him on to comment on this. I'm just too loaded right now. Adam King just had a victory in California where they would deny you a concealed carry license if you also have a license to use or distribute marijuana, which is legal in California, but they have a database of people that go buy weed. And obviously there's a database if you are selling it as well. And it used to be you could not get your concealed carry license if you were using marijuana or distributing marijuana. Well, he won in court this week, and now you can get a CCL, even if you are a user or a distributor of marijuana. So that's a Second Amendment. And so I would say, as a, if you're a strict constitutionalist here, then maybe you think Hunter Biden's rights have been violated. And it is Donald Trump that is essentially saying that same thing. Now, we can talk about gun safety and we can talk about responsible gun ownership and being a drug addict and brandishing firearms and going crazy with them and dumping them into dumpsters is obviously not responsible and obviously not a good practice of gun safety, which Hunter Biden was doing. So I think we need to be careful about this. Instead of just celebrating, oh, finally someone in the Biden crime family is suffering and finally facing justice. Well, we'll see about all of that. But Hunter Biden has Second Amendment rights too. And it would appear that Donald Trump even believes that they are violated in this case. Now, of course, lying on a federal form is a bit of a hairy area. But do you get a Second Amendment right even if you're a drug user? Should you have to fill out government paperwork in order to acquire a firearm? If you're a strict constitutionalist, the answer would be no. And here's how I like to boil it down. Because, by the way, your Second Amendment rights, people's Second Amendment rights are violated every day. An important aspect of the Second Amendment that really needs to be emphasized is self-defense. You have the right to self-defense. So I don't care if you're a drug dealer on the streets. I don't care if you're a well-known celebrity with a penthouse in a dangerous Democrat-run city. You have the right to self-defense. In other words, like why does a street drug dealer have a gun? Well, because somebody might do a smash and grab and take his product and take his cash that he has. So he has a gun to protect himself. Well, yeah, I would argue that I might not agree with the activities. I might not condone the behavior. It's not a lifestyle I want to be involved in. But yeah, if somebody breaks into a drug dealer's house with a gun, then that drug dealer has a right to defend him or herself. That is the Second Amendment. So it's a right to self-defense. So you can argue about how irresponsible Hunter Biden is, but he has a Second Amendment right too. And it sounds like Donald Trump is even arguing that it was violated in this entire exercise. But we go on. Thomas Massey responds, Hunter might deserve to be in jail for something, but purchasing a gun is not it. There are millions of marijuana users who own guns in this country, and none of them should be in jail for purchasing or possessing a firearm against current laws. I believe Thomas Massey is right. Elon Musk agrees. He says, I agree. He and others should be in jail for impugning the integrity of the United States by taking bribes for political favors, but not for this pseudo crime. Now, this could come up, the whole bribery thing and acting illegally as a foreign agent. This could come up later. And Catherine Herridge has some of the receipts, but it's funny. You know what? I'm not even going to get into the leftist response on this. I don't have the time. It's the same thing as always. It's the same thing. Democrats can never do anything wrong, and you know, it's Trump. Trump's a bad guy. So I'm just going to toss that off the desk. Now, here's where it gets ridiculous, and maybe I'll come back in the next segment and play these clips of Biden fumbling and bumbling through the gun safety speech. But let's all give a big tip of the cap to the Almighty. Let's all give a big tip of the cap to God the Creator today, because this is just too good. This is just for Hunter Biden to be found guilty, whether you think it's a crime or not. Hunter Biden is guilty of irresponsible gun ownership. That is obviously the case. Whether you think it's a criminal offense or not, not being honest on a government form, whatever, that's a whole nother argument. Hunter Biden is guilty of irresponsible gun ownership, to say the least, to say the least. So for Hunter Biden to be found guilty in a court of law, though, with these gun safety laws, hours before Joe Biden is about to take the stage to speak at a gun safety event. I mean, wow, that is just so beautiful. And Democrats are, they don't see it. They don't know what, oh, this didn't happen. And Trump, they're saying, Trump. It's Trump that's the bad guy. It's Trump that's the criminal. I'm not even kidding you. That's been the response from the left-wing media today. So that's why I see this and I'm saying, now hold on. I'm a man of principles and logic and consistency, and so are you in the audience. So we have to maintain these things when the left completely has lost their mind and they don't know what to say about Hunter Biden being found guilty. They can't even believe it. First time a president's son ever guilty of a felony or a crime like this. As Joe Biden's speaking at a gun safety event, and they're somehow blaming Trump, and this somehow is Trump's fault, and Trump this, and Trump that. So we're not going to do that. Hunter Biden is guilty of many things, but Hunter Biden has Second Amendment rights too, and I think a strict constitutionalist would make the argument that his Second Amendment rights somewhere along the lines are being violated, or rather, you could say it's even illegal constitutionally to force somebody to either prove sobriety or to fill out a federal form in order to acquire a firearm. I would say that's infringing on your Second Amendment. I would argue that. And this is a very trivial example, but yet here we are. Biden to deliver a speech on gun safety at previously scheduled event hours after his son found guilty on gun charges. He ended up showing up an hour late. We'll have these clips. He's fumbling, stumbling, bumbling. It's the same mess. This guy's a mess, man. Every day, I don't know what, they gotta hide this guy. They gotta hide this guy. It's getting bad. Every day, every event, Joe Biden is doing something completely embarrassing. And it gets worse and worse and worse. From their Juneteenth event at the White House yesterday to fumbling and slurring and stammering and lying his way through the gun safety speech today as Hunter's found guilty for gun crimes. And so I guess that's why he's now heading back to Delaware. In sudden White House scheduling change, Biden will rush back to Delaware after son Hunter found guilty of federal gun crimes. He's got to be there for his son. He's got to be there. It's so hard. He's got to be there for his son Hunter going through it now. Oh, I would say it's unlikely Hunter gets any prison time for this case. And that would be the standard. I mean, yeah, you could say max time 25 years, but I wouldn't expect him to get sentenced to prison, probably just some strict probation. But it looks like this is going to be their excuse to take Biden out of the public eye for some time. And you know, thank God. Please remove this guy from public. This is an embarrassment to our country. This is an embarrassment to our country on the international stage. It's a joke, man. He goes from whatever happened at the D-Day ceremonies to his speech the day after, slurring through that, to whatever the hell he's doing at the Juneteenth ceremonies last night. We'll have the clips of that. To the gun safety speech today where he, I mean, it's just, folks, it's horrible. It's horrible. So, good. Please, remove him from the public scene. Remove him from the stage. Hide him for a couple weeks. Do whatever you got to do. He's got, you know, 2 weeks until the presidential debate. Put him in the Bacta tank or whatever. And just please, just get him out of our eye. Just get, it doesn't matter. He doesn't run the country anyway. He's a total embarrassment. So please take him to Delaware, hide him away, keep him down for weeks, and then he can reemerge during the presidential debates. Nobody will miss him. And he doesn't run anything anyway. So just, and everybody knows it. So just do it. Just hide him. Just get him out of the public eye. Take some time off, Joe. We're done. You had a horrible stretch. Now, here's what could be big problems for Hunter Biden. Catherine Herridge, backbone of special counsel gun case was Hunter Biden's laptop user data. Pending California tax case poses significant potential legal jeopardy for Hunter plus immediate family. And in the filing, United States of America versus Hunter Biden, he is labeled as a lobbyist, referencing to Ukraine and China specifically, suggest they are exploring potential FARA violations. Now, of course, that's the big crime. This is now the core. This is the heart of the Biden crime family. And it's Hunter Biden and it's James Biden. And who knows how many family members are involved in this. Now, actively or passively, whether they're just owning these shell corporations or owning these bank accounts that money is getting slushed through. But really the active figures were Hunter and James Biden. So depending on how serious they want to get in this grand jury in California dealing with quote unquote lobbyist Hunter Biden, never registered. Now we're getting serious. Now we'll come back and deal with Hunter Biden, or rather Joe Biden, and him not being able to speak. But let's just see. We really, maybe you get hope here with this decision, and oh wow, something the Democrats didn't completely rig, something the left didn't completely rig. Well, now let's see how they're going to cover up for everything else that's about to come out, ladies and gentlemen, most of which you've already seen. The bank records of the money going to James Biden and then to Joe Biden. The bank records of the money going to Hunter Biden and then Joe Biden. The bank records of at least, I think the number is 8 Biden family members with shell corporations, shell bank accounts where money was slushed through. All of this is going to come out inevitably. How are they going to cover this up? How are they going to pretend this doesn't exist?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands 2 products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity-Fed Water Filtration System. System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You can't make this stuff up. Joe Biden, scheduled to speak at a gun safety.
It's just, oh my gosh. How is it real? How is any of this real? What is this timeline I'm in now? I don't know. I don't know anymore. Joe Biden set to speak at a gun safety event as Hunter Biden is found guilty of 3 gun charges. Which, of course, we Second Amendment activists might argue that it was a violation of his Second Amendment right here. But either way, it's almost the perfect epitome of liberalism and modern-day Democrats of, oh, Trump's going to arrest his political opposition. They've arrested thousands of Trump supporters. They have stories in Newsweek today where they're bragging about how they're going after Trump supporters to try to imprison them. So they brag about how they're going to arrest Donald Trump and arrest Trump supporters, and then they say, Trump's going to put me in prison. So the big gun safety team of the Democrat Party, the big gun legislation, gun safety laws, common sense, they say. And it's Joe Biden about to give the speech as his son is found guilty of 3 gun charges. So we've got some clips from this speech, and it's about as bad as you can imagine. Here's 4 lies, or, well, I guess 3 lies and then a slur in less than 60 seconds from Joe Biden's gun safety speech today. See if you can catch the lies from Joe Biden in clip 5.
Are so damn important. We need you. We need you to overcome the unrelenting opposition of the gun lobby, gun manufacturers, so many politicians.
Pause it. Restart it. I'm sorry. This is just too good. On the screen, if you're an audio audience member today, on the screen, it's Joe Biden with a gun safety banner behind him. And then on the right side of the screen is the graphic of Hunter Biden guilty of 3 gun charges. Okay. I mean, this is just, wow. All right, guys, go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
Are so damn important. We need you. We need you to overcome the unrelenting opposition of the gun lobby, gun manufacturers, so many politicians when they oppose common sense gun legislation. I used to be a law, when I was no longer the vice president, I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Before that, I taught a constitutional law class.
Never taught a class.
The Second Amendment. There's never been a time that says you can own anything you want. And never, you couldn't own a cannon during the Civil War.
Yes, you could.
No, I'm serious. Think about it. How much have you heard this phrase?
You serious? Think about
it. Blood of liberty.
wash of those. Give me a break.
What?
No, I mean it. Seriously.
Is that a laugh track?
And by the way, if they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s. They don't need.
Oh, and then now he's threatening us with fighter jets. So, I mean, folks, so he lies about being a professor. He's been caught in this lie multiple times. Claims he taught a constitutional law class on the Second Amendment. Never did. Then claims you couldn't own a cannon when the Second Amendment was implemented. You could. And then I don't know what was that stammering and fumbling and bubbling there at the end of the clip. That's just classic Bidenism. Get him off the stage. Hide that man in a basement in Delaware. Put him in an iron lung. Put him in a hyperbaric chamber. Get him off the stage for the love of God. I don't want to see this Joe Biden in a presidential debate. I'm sorry. Give this man the proper 2 weeks, 3 weeks of rest, whatever it is until the presidential debate. Hop him up on as many drugs. Try to stabilize him as much as possible. I mean, can we at least have something serious when he gets on the stage with Donald Trump? I mean, this is a joke. The guy can't walk. He can't talk. He can't control his bowels. He doesn't even know how to get off a stage. And now he's threatening the American people with F-15s. No, no, no. Did you hear that? Play clip four.
By the way, if they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s. They don't need a rifle.
Okay. So Joe Biden's going to send F-15s after the American people. By the way, it's your constitutional duty when your government becomes corrupt to do something about it. So here he is. He can't even spell ATF. Hey, Joe Biden, spell ATF for me, clip three.
You can't be pro-law enforcement and say you are pro-law enforcement and be pro-abolishing the AFT.
You know those old jokes, like, he can't spell FBI, he can't spell ATF. Joe Biden literally can't. Literally can't. And he shows he has very distinct knowledge of how guns work here in clip two.
Who in God's name needs a magazine which can hold 200 shells?
A magazine that can hold 200 shells. Just gets worse and worse. And, of course, he got disrupted by leftist protesters telling him to stop the genocide in clip seven.
It's hard. But you're making such a difference. The main reason I'm here is to say, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. No.
The whole speech is like this, folks. Slurring, stumbling, fumbling, bumbling. Can't get his words out. Misspelling acronyms. Misspelling acronyms. I don't even think he could spell his own name. See if you can make any sense of this. This is from the events at the White House last night for Juneteenth. What does Joe Biden say here in clip six?
She knew so long as she was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
I need to hear that again. What did she know? She knew what?
She knew so long as she was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
Okay. All right. You know, Joe Biden says he grew up in a black church. You know that? He says he grew up in a black church. And you can really tell by how comfortable he is with the gospel singers that were at the White House for the Juneteenth celebration. No, it's not Juneteenth yet. They just, you know, it's they just had the event early, I suppose. And so here's Joe Biden. You can really tell he's comfortable in this scene. You can really tell he grew up in a black church when you see this. So here's Joe Biden getting funky while they're singing the gospel in clip 14.
That's how it's supposed to be. For
do you even explain this? We're up against the break here. It gets worse, if you can believe it. It gets worse from the Juneteenth praise celebration. So we'll revisit this. But Joe Biden standing there stiff as a board. I mean, he looks like a baby that's just, I don't even know, like seen. I don't even know how to explain that. It's like a child that's looking at something for the first time ever. Or like just stiff as a board, staring at the stage like he's never seen a performance before. And who knows what's going through his head or through his pants. But there was much more to be embarrassed about for our country.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener-supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com/show. real comfortable there, doesn't he? Real natural.
All right, we're going to continue to break this embarrassment down. Remember, folks, could be your last time to get your favorite products at InfoWarsStore.com, including Rebel Zen CBD. Very popular product that sells out from InfoWarsStore.com. We have it in stock right now, 33% off. Could sell out soon. Could be the last chance to buy it. Rebel Zen CBD, the tincture and the salve, both available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I hear all about this. The 3,000 milligram tincture, the 1,000 milligram pain relief salve, 33% off Rebel Zen CBD. Could be your last time to purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Now, as we go back to this embarrassment at the White House, let's break a few things down. Let's just look at a couple things here. First of all, you have, I believe that lady's name is Simone Sanders, who pretends to be a media pundit, but she's actually a Democrat hack. She's right there behind Biden and Kamala Harris. So she's neutral when she goes on MSNBC and reports the news. No, she's a Democrat Party activist pretending to be a news reporter. So she's right there in the mix. You've got stiff-legged Joe, confused and disoriented, just smiling into the abyss. They might have his eyes taped open. He might actually be sleeping. And, of course, you got Kamala Harris. She's a real dancer. We know that. She's big into dancing. She's been on the dance team with the drum lines. Her husband seems to have he's making white people look bad. In fact, when you look at Kamala Harris's husband, I think Joe Biden actually made the right move. I think it's better for people to assume white people can't dance by Joe Biden just standing there stiffed out than Doug trying to dance and removing all doubt. So he's making all white people look bad with this sad attempt at the dance while Kamala is doing the finger pointing. What movie is that from where they make fun of the finger pointing too? And I love this whole thing. Oh yeah, was that Elaine from Zion? I think there's another movie. I love this whole thing too, where they're all dancing like they know the different gestures, like, oh my gosh, they listen to Kurt Franklin. Oh my gosh, they listen to gospel music. This is the party of abortion. And I'm not trying to sit here and harp on the issue. Give me a break. Give me a break. You are the party of war. You are the party of abortion. You are the party of dismembering children. And you're going to sit up here and dance around like, oh, you're gospel singers. Oh, yeah, you listen to Kirk Franklin. Oh, yeah, you love God. You praise God. You hate God. You remove the Bible from public schools. You remove God from public schools. You destroy the children. And then I'm going to sit here and watch you guys posing as gospel singers. It's disgusting. But because we notice everything here. Is that Michelle Obama? Is that Michelle Obama? Michelle Obama making an appearance at the White House? Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh. Again, folks, it's a dude with a beard in a dress dancing next to, maybe that's Doug Emhoff's boyfriend. What do you think's going on there? It's a 6 foot black man in a dress with a beard, in a sequin dress dancing next to Kamala and her husband there. Do you think that's maybe their boyfriend or what do you think? What's the deal there? Quite a look. So it's all this show. Oh, look, we sing the gospel. Oh, look, we love black people. We dominate the black population. We make them all vote Democrat. See, we love God. And it's all this farce. They'll be the first to dismember a child. They'll be the first to brainwash a child. They'll be the first to abort a child. And that's just their crimes against the innocent. You know, nowadays they support all these wars. They lie to you. They deceive. They corrupt our justice system. So it's really just an offensive display here. And look, I'm not trying to sit up here like some goody two-shoes, some Bible beater, you know, like some moral high ground. That's not the stance here. But no, this is offensive. This forced act of, oh, we love Jesus. We love the gospel. Look, we're part of the praise team now. We know all the dance moves. Give me a break. You guys are lying scum that does harm to the innocent, the greatest sin of all. So I'm not buying it. Now, it gets even more cringe, if you can believe it. Kamala Harris, this is just beyond words, goes on stage with gospel singer Kirk Franklin. Makes you wonder about him, too. I mean, he probably is like the number one, probably number one right now gospel singer. But I don't know if he's married or not. Kamala is. And they go on stage and do a whole dance routine together. Boy, can you imagine how emasculated Doug feels? Doug Harris Imhoff feels as Kamala breaks it down with Kirk. Oh, yes, this is such a Christian event. Here it is in clip 12. So here he invites her on the stage, takes her by the hand. What is this, an Usher concert? Is this a Drake show? And now they're dancing hand in hand. How do you think Doug feels right now? Gyrating. Oh, yeah. Then he kisses her hand. Such a Christian event. Again, I'm not standing up here like some goody two-shoes Bible beater, but it's just like, this is such a farce. And then it makes me wonder about Kirk Franklin, too. I mean, I've never been a fan of him. I've obviously heard of him, heard of his music, but, oh, you're up there doing a Democrat, look, we love black people event, the party that aborts, what, 50 million black children, the party that keeps black people on the plantation of Democrat Party politics, and then you're going to invite Kamala Harris onto the stage and spin her around and kiss her hand in front of her husband and gyrate on stage with her? All very distasteful, if you ask me. But it doesn't even matter. Again, I'm not here to judge. It's an embarrassment to our country. It's a total farce upon the people of this country. That just the whole act, the whole display, it's just nauseating. It's just nauseating that we have to deal with this crap. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. I'll tell you. Well, people are really getting sick of it, by the way. Yeah, there's Dancing Kamala. She's real serious. She's a very serious vice president, don't you know? You should take her very seriously when she does her gyrations and dance routines and drumline acts and gets on her knees for the governor of California, Willie Brown. Yeah. What she's into when she goes out with Montel Williams. Anyway, Rasmussen polls over 1,000 likely voters. Do you feel like over time Joe Biden is getting less and less mentally sharp? 57% say yes. Now that was about 2 weeks ago. That poll concluded May 30th. So really just over 10 days ago. Folks, when they run this poll at the end of June, you are witnessing Joe's mental deterioration right for all to see. And it's not getting any better. They might be able, depending on how he performs at the debate coming up, they might be able to salvage this a little bit. But if he slips up at the debate and it goes bad, it's going to be 60-70% say Joe Biden is not mentally fit. And so obviously the big debate is, can they really nominate Joe Biden? can they really run with Joe Biden? And we continue to be baffled that they could. But you look at all the different angles, and there is a reason for them, too. By the way, Roger Stone is going to be joining us to talk about that tomorrow. But we got another guest coming up next.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Joe Biden, the invasion president, the open borders president. By the way, everyone is realizing now that that whole Border Security Act that he signed last week, the executive order, was just total BS. And of course, we saw it first, but that's only because we know what to expect. You know, other people still haven't fully accepted just how corrupt Joe Biden is and just how everything, 98% of what a Democrat tells you is a lie. But as we said first, the 2,400 asylum seekers a day is not even the cap. That's the cap that they're putting on asylum seekers to usher them in and get them to be U.S. citizens as quickly as possible. They're still doing catch and release. Catch and release is still a phenomenon. So it's 2,400 a day get asylum status, and then however many others come in, get caught, and just get released. So you're talking about at least 2 million. It'll be like 4 million this year. But under Joe Biden, they just green light 2 million illegal alien border crossings, 2 million per day, or per year rather, per year, minimum. U.S. Border Patrol given updated presidential proclamation guidance. The door is now wide open for migrants. So the whole thing was a lie. Oh, we're trying to secure the border. Oh, we're just going to cap it at 2,500 asylum seekers a day. No, they'll bring in 2,500 asylum seekers a day, and they'll process them and give them amnesty as soon as possible. And then the rest of the people that come across the border illegally get caught and released. And that's their new goal. And here they are praising Joe Biden. Here's the illegal immigrants praising Joe Biden. Oh, he's the secure the border president. But here's the illegal alien border crossers, can't even speak English, praising Joe Biden in clip 13.
We're just outside of the San Diego metropolitan, and all weekend long, our crews have seen a consistent flow of illegal immigration here into this area. And just a few days ago, President Biden addressed the nation, promising that he would end the flow of illegal migration into the country, and those who try will be punished. However, a new memo obtained by Fox News indicates that the order being given to Border Patrol agents here on the ground is contradictory to what President Biden promised the nation. The memo instructs agents to continue mass releasing single adult migrants into the United States from all but six countries in the Eastern Hemisphere. Those countries are Russia, Georgia, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Moldova, and Kyrgyzstan. Meaning all the migrants we are seeing in real time coming from China, Egypt, countries in Africa, they are being released. The internal memo reads in part, Border Patrol agents are ordered to refer to ICE single adults from hard or very hard to remove countries. Those are the six. All other migrants are processed and released with a notice to appear on their own recognizance. And we've been talking to migrants from all over the world arriving here into the San Diego sector. I talked to one man from Turkey. Here's what he had to say. What do you think of President Biden?
Biden, I love Biden.
Why do you love Biden?
Because Biden, we love.
Why do you love him?
Don't speak it.
Biden help us.
So everybody knows Biden is the invasion president, even the non-citizens. But it's even worse. Listen to what Mayorkas says. Now they've advanced the illegal immigrant invasion with international operating stations so that they can process them in other countries. Listen to this in clip 10.
We have increased the number of refugees that we will accept from the Western Hemisphere. We have built safe mobility offices in Colombia, Ecuador, Guatemala, Costa Rica to reach people where they are so they don't have to take the perilous journey.
So we now have illegal immigrant, illegal alien, criminal trespassing, recruitment stations in foreign countries so that the Biden administration can bring them in easier.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we are waiting on getting our guest connected. Syrian girl is going to be joining me about the latest updates in the Middle East, dealing with Israel, the Gaza Strip, and other developments as well. Remember, folks, could be your last time to get your favorite supplements and products. Oh my God. That's good. Good job, Prue. Could be your last time at InfoWarsStore.com to get your favorite products and supplements like DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, and more. Many of which are 40% off, part of the summer kickoff super sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's remove some of the odds and ends here before we get Syrian Girl connected. So this video comes out of Nancy Pelosi, and say what you want, make what you want of this. It was Nancy Pelosi and her daughter that were shooting a documentary on January 6th about January 6th before January 6th even happened. And basically it was Nancy Pelosi's daughter in some other hidden footage where she was just talking off the cuff, basically admitting how the Democrats basically planned the whole thing. And so now here's this new footage of Pelosi talking about that. In fact, guys, do we have this on the list? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. And here's Pelosi talking about, does she bear some of the responsibility for January 6th?
We have responsibility, Terry. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of the thing when they've already breached the inaugural stuff that should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient resources.
There's not a question of how they had been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more.
Now, that's all part of her act in the documentary that her daughter was shooting in preparation because they had the whole thing scripted out, pretending like she wanted to stop it, pretending like they were caught off guard. But of course, we have the public record, and Donald Trump and his legal team have shared it, the communications with Pelosi, the National Guard, and the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser. So it was the Democrats that stood it down. It was Pelosi, who's in charge of Capitol Police, that stood them down. It was the mayor that rejected the National Guard. So we flash back. And I love how these leftist news hacks, fake news hacks, will try to correct the president of the United States like they know better than him. And that's just the liberal arrogance. But here's Trump discussing this with another liberal media hack, saying exactly that Nancy Pelosi all but admits to right there in that clip.
By the way,
on that day,
Nancy Pelosi, why would I tell you that? Listen, Nancy Pelosi was in charge of security. She turned down 10,000 soldiers. If she didn't turn down the soldiers, you wouldn't have had January 6th.
Did you call military or law enforcement?
What?
Did you call military or law enforcement at the moment the Capitol was under attack?
I'm not
going to
tell you anything. Let me put it this way. I behaved so well. I did such a good job. Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 soldiers. If she didn't do that.
But
and now
Nancy
I understand,
Pelosi doesn't have the
I understand
authority
that
the you
police
have
testified
against. Chief,
listen to me, Kristen. Listen to me. I understand that the police testified against her, the chief very strongly against her. Capitol Police, great people. They testified against her, and they burned all the evidence. Okay, they burned all the evidence. They destroyed all the evidence about Nancy Pelosi.
What do you say to people who wonder why you as commander-in-chief, you have authorities that Nancy Pelosi doesn't have as commander-in-chief?
No, she has authority over
the
Capitol.
Why didn't you send help in that moment, though?
Frankly, just so you understand, I assume that she took care of it. She turned down.
So when you realized that the National Guard wasn't coming?
Well, he called for peace. He said, go home.
Anything until quite a while. National Guard not coming. I asked it to be there 3 days in advance, and she turned it down.
She says that request was never officially made.
Oh,
just so
it.
You know.
Let me just tell you.
Let me ask you about
mayor
pardons,
of
let
me
President.
Tell you. The mayor of D.C. gave us a letter saying that she turns it down. Okay, we have it. Nancy Pelosi also was asked, and she turned it down. The police commissioner
I'm talking
of
about
Capitol
the day
Police,
of
wait a minute.
Yep.
Capitol Police said that he wanted it, and Nancy Pelosi wouldn't accept it. She's responsible for January 6th.
Mr. President.
Nancy Pelosi's responsible.
Mr. President,
and the
you're the president, though. You have,
to interview
you have authorities
her.
That no one else has as the commander-in-chief. Do you think you showed leadership on that?
Yes, absolutely, I did.
Okay.
You know, they would never dare. And that lady's such a media hack. I can't even remember her name. And you know what her name is? It's unimportant. They would never, ever treat any other politician, specifically a Democrat, with such disrespect. They would never do that. Only with Donald Trump would they disrupt. Only with Donald Trump would they speak over him. Only with Donald Trump would they pretend to have more knowledge or more authority or more entitlement to information than he, the president of the United States, had or has. Only with Donald Trump do they do that. I mean, that is so disrespectful from that Kristen Welker, I think is her name. That is so disrespectful. What an arrogant B.I. itch to talk over the president, to interrupt him like that, and then to pretend like you have some sort of intellectual authority over him in the series of events and the information from that day. Just like, does that remind you of the Leslie Stahl interview? Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President, the laptop wasn't real. It was disinformation. Mr. President, you can't say that. This is 60 Minutes. And of course, the laptop was real. Confirmed by the FBI, just used as evidence in court. Same thing with Kristen Welker. She wants to be the next liberal media hack. Is it worth it? Is it worth to sell your soul, to sell your integrity to the Democrat Party? The money, is it worth it? The money and the fame? Same thing. Mr. President, you have the authority. Mr. President, you didn't do anything. You should have done more. We've seen the public communications. We've seen the Capitol Police testimonies. President Trump requested the National Guard. Muriel Bowser stood it down. President Trump requested Capitol Police backups and enforcements. Nancy Pelosi stood him down. Mr. President, no, you can't say that. Mr. President, you should have done more. What? You didn't even do anything that day. Called for peace, said to go home. These mainstream media hacks. You know, it's funny because I could sit here and talk about my big inspirations, influences in media. But you know who my biggest inspiration in media really is? It's fake news, lying, deceptive hacks like Kristen Welker. You are my biggest inspiration because you have lied to the American people and you've made a career out of it. You stand on a throne of lies and deception and propaganda, and the American people deserve better. They need better. And you will fail. You will fail. Your deception, your propaganda, your mind control over the American people is coming to an end. You are the biggest inspiration for the next generation of media. Lying hacks like you. We see you and we are disgusted. We see you and we want to be the complete opposite. And we aspire to be everything you are not. Honest. Trustworthy. Actually care about our audience. Actually care about the country. Unlike people like Kristen Welker and Leslie Stahl. Propaganda agents of the corrupt establishment. And so now they're running this whole gambit with the Democrat Party, and they're saying, Trump wants to put us all in jail. Trump wants to put us all in jail. Trump wants to put us all in jail. As they're jailing thousands of Trump supporters right now and trying to put Trump in jail and his inner circle. But it's just like they even admit that they're trying to put you in jail. This is the Newsweek headline. Donald Trump followers targeted by FBI as 2024 election nears. So they brag about how they're going to put Trump in jail. They brag about how they put Trump's inner circle in jail. They brag about how they put Trump supporters in jail. They actually do it. They put the media out there to show all the cameras. And then they dance around when Trump gets found guilty and say, he's going to jail. He's going to jail. I have like an orgasm over it. But then they say, Trump's going to put us in jail. Trump's going to put us in jail. Well, maybe you're projecting because maybe you belong in jail. Maybe you know that you've been committing the highest crimes of all, and you've been running around scot-free for so long, and you're afraid that that might all come to an end should Trump get back in the White House. All right, we're working on getting our next guest connected. Let's do this as we get her connected. Greg Reese goes to Russia to give you the real story about how they feel about the war, how they feel about the American people, and how they feel about Vladimir Putin. You can find this on the Reese Report and band.video. Here is just some of this important report.
I am in Moscow, Russia right now at the biggest mall in Europe, Avia Park Mall, here to talk to random Russians and ask them the question, if they could say anything to the American people, what would it be?
Yes, actually everything is fine in Russia. I can definitely tell you, we all want, I think, for it to end already. The special military operations have somehow come to a reconciliation. Since every war ends, naturally, we would want that too. And overall, what I would like to ask Americans, how life is going over there?
I would say that America is doing terrible right now. What I've learned about Russia is you guys are very united, and you seem to have each other's back. You're not fighting each other. In America, we are completely divided. We're fighting each other. And meanwhile, our government is literally killing us and destroying our country. So I'm about to go back to America, and I'm hoping when I go back, I can bring some of this spirit of unity that I've learned here in Russia back to my own people, because we need it very badly.
Yes, honestly, very interesting that you say so. Truthfully, I agree. We unite very strongly as a people. It's very, you know, like a machine. It's truly a beast. We do a lot to help the guys in every way, generally speaking. Everything's fine with us. There's something to aspire to. We're raising the younger generation, also setting a good example, so they don't forget, because history gets distorted and told differently. And as you know, we have very, very deep roots in general in Russia. So you understand what I'm talking about. Did you watch the movie? Did they translate the Romanovs for you? Do you know how the dynasty started at all, where it came from, what happened?
The Romanov family to me is new. I didn't really know anything about the Romanov family. And what I've learned since I've been here is there's a lot of Orthodox Christians here that believe they have to repent for allowing the Romanov family to be brutally executed by the Bolsheviks. And I just did a report on this because a lot of American Christians believe that America needs to repent. And what I've learned here from Orthodox Christianity, I think this might be why Russia is so united, is because they've worked on repentance.
Well, because of this, yes, including these points too. But overall, we are just a very, very strong nation.
Спасибо. Спасибо, спасибо. If you could say anything to the people in America right now, what would you say?
Well, I would advise them first of all to move to Russia, because our Russia is a multinational country and we have it much better than in America, firstly. Secondly, the situation with gender issues there is getting much worse. Madness is happening. We don't have that in Russia. Here, if you're a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. And the concept that a man transforms into a woman. Or conversely, it doesn't fit. And we have people against this. Regarding the war, the sanctions and all that. As you can see, these sanctions, we barely feel them. That is what's in the U.S. stores in America is the same as what we have, all the same. That nothing has changed, nothing has shifted, all the same brands remain. Well, I think that is it. Come over to our place.
The first question, of course, is to the entire population and primarily to the government, naturally, of the United States in America. Why is the institution of the traditional family, which preserves traditional values, so greatly diminished?
All right, you can find the full Reese report at band.video. And, you know, I wonder, because you can debate these issues, But I think the one thing I would ask that I take away from this, do you think you could go to, let's say, a mall in America and have similar conversations? Do you think the average American would talk about culture and politics in their country like the average Russian does? Do you even think they're informed enough to? That's my big takeaway. I mean, quite frankly, I wouldn't want to move to Russia. Who knows? You know, if the Democrats stay in power, might have to seek political asylum there. But no, I want to live here in America. I want to live where my family's lived for literally hundreds of years. I want to live in the country I grew up in that I love so much. I want to restore the republic. I want to live in the republic. But I have a feeling I couldn't go to a mall in the United States and have the average person have an informed discussion about politics and culture like that. Not to say that that informed Americans don't exist. I just wonder about that. All right. We are still working on getting our guest, Syrian Girl. We're having some trouble, so we're hoping that this connection will take place. But right now, it's a bit of a mystery. So we're going to move on and talk some other things. Now, I'm not even going to play this audio for you because it's just not even worth it. And it just shows how pathetic these Democrat groups are. And there's no denying the success that Project Veritas has had over the years. There's no denying the success that James O'Keefe with O'Keefe Media Group has had independently. There's no denying the success that Sound Investigations has had recently as well with some of those exposés. And it's professional work. It's high-quality work. And it shows. It shows in the results. Well, the left, and now it's run and funded by Act Blue, because Act Blue is doing fundraising. The Democrat front group is doing fundraising to fund this group called the Undercurrent. So the Undercurrent, you might say, is the Democrat Party's version of Project Veritas or O'Keefe Media Group or Sound Investigations. And they go undercover and they try to talk to conservatives and Republicans. And the funny thing is what they find out is that conservatives, Republicans, they say the exact same things behind closed doors that they say to the public. So they talk about gun control and God and this stuff, and then they publish this stuff. It's like, look, the Republicans love guns. Look, Republicans love God. It's like, yeah, that's the public stance. You get these Democrats on tape, they're like, well, we can't talk about this publicly, but this is what we're really doing. And hey, this is how we're really stealing elections. And yeah, this is how we actually lie and deceive the American people. And so it gets views. But they have a highly professional, well-produced tactic of getting the HD footage, the HD sound. They do a great job editing it so that it's presentable. So it's not even worth me playing these new Undercurrent tapes. It's a hack job. It's horrible audio. There is no video. They don't even know how to edit it so that you can even understand what's going on. But they have Justice Alito and Chief Justice Roberts on tape. And they get the big one with Chief Justice Roberts is him denying that America is a Christian nation. And again, it's hard to even get the context because it's like, well, is he saying that culturally we aren't anymore? Is he saying that we weren't supposed to be? So you don't even really understand what's going on. But what? So the left doesn't believe we're a Christian nation either. The left hates Christians. So how is that a gotcha thing at all? Justice Alito caught on tape discussing how battle for America can't be compromised, and his wife sounds like an American patriot, so they're angry about that. And he talks about how basically it's left versus right, and somebody has to win, and basically you have to take sides. And it's, oh my gosh, Justice Alito talks about how the left is corrupt and impartial and destroying the country. Yeah, no kidding. And so you notice how Justice Alito has come a lot closer to the right with his decisions, with his opinions. Because anybody that has any semblance of common sense, anybody that has any semblance of patriotism, anybody that has any semblance of even just neutral observation can clearly observe that the left has gone full corrupt and weaponized the judicial system, weaponized the media, and Trump is just the biggest, easiest case for people to observe that with. But it obviously goes everywhere else. It goes to InfoWars, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Peter Navarro. The list goes on and on and on. The censorship, the attacks, the violence, the lies. And so it's like, oh, wow, a conservative is admitting how the corrupt, how the left is totally corrupted. Oh, wow, you got us in this horrible audio quality, no video, no context, no, like, nobody even knows. You just edit it at one point and then stop it at another, and nobody even understands. So that's how they get you at the undercurrent. Oh, I can't wait. Send somebody from the undercurrent over here, and you can see what we talk about. Because we sound exactly like this. Oh, my God. We heard Alex Jones and InfoWars crew talking about how much they love God and guns and America. Can you believe this? We even have a video of them eating steak. Unbelievable. And at one point in time, we saw Owen Schroyer drinking raw milk. It's disgusting. We've exposed them.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, and we are finally joined by Syrian Girl. We appreciate her joining us, just so people understand. About 5 in the morning where she's at, so she had to get up and take a couple of laps in a pool of coffee. And she is finally ready after a couple laps in a pool of coffee and maybe an ice-cold ice bath or something to get herself ready to go here. But she is with us now. We're glad she's with us. All right. I want to get into kind of the latest developments in the Middle East in Israel. And I want to just give you something to kind of start with here. And I want you to kind of take it from there. So my starter point is this is where I see things right now with Israel and the Gaza Strip. I think that when Joe Biden got into office, basically the international community realized that there's a total clown as the White House president and there's no more rules anymore. It doesn't matter. There's no teeth to anything. Joe Biden doesn't even know what day it is. So let's launder as much money and weapons through Ukraine. And Israel and Ukraine are basically the client states of the Western military-industrial complex. Israel had its own goals. And so I kind of see this as the international community in the Middle East, I think, maybe cut some deals and said, all right, Israel is going to go into the Gaza Strip. They're going to remove all the Palestinians. They're going to flatten it to the ground. And then they're just going to settle it and take it over, make it a permanent establishment. And what happens with the Palestinians, whatever. And the reason I believe that is because nobody stopped it. Nobody stopped it. It's been months. Nobody stopped it. The international criminal courts have pretended to bark, but they have no bite. They have no teeth. A couple countries have said they recognize Palestine as a state, but they've done nothing. So that's kind of my view. Israel is moving into the Gaza Strip. They're going to take all the land. They're going to permanently settle it. Maybe some Palestinians get to settle in South Rafah. I guess that's still up for grabs. Most of them will probably be moved into Western countries. But that's what I see. I see the deal has been done. All the other countries are standing down. Israel's settling permanently in Gaza. The price of that, however many lives, whatever, they don't care. And as far as the international community is concerned, they've done absolutely nothing. So that's where I see this. What do you think, Syrian Girl?
Well, I think you have it right that Biden is basically nothing. He doesn't have any power or say in what's going on. And months and months have proved that. And he's basically, you know, this senile old man, this old fool. And so you have to look at who's around him that's actually making the decisions. I look over at Kamala Harris. You know, she doesn't really have much experience in terms of politics. She kind of just got her job because of her husband. And if you look at her husband is, he is an avid Zionist. But if you look at the Secretary of State, which actually does a lot of the foreign policy work, Blinken, if you look at who he is, his grandfather is actually one of the people that's founded Israel. And his father is as well. So, you know, that kind of goes to show you where his loyalties lie and what his agenda is in taking on the job in the first place. But I dread to think that, you know, the United States as a whole has a big problem when it comes to the Israeli lobby, AIPAC, and the foreign influence it yields in the United States. Because even Trump himself said on record, in an interview, that Israel basically owns Congress. I don't know if you know that, if you've seen that clip.
Yes, and he also said, rightfully so. So I don't know what he's referring to by rightfully so. Maybe it's all the Epstein blackmail. Maybe it's the money. Maybe it's something else. But yes, I know what you were talking about.
The rightfully so, I think, is because he was talking to a man who was like a Zionist, asking about some of the Congress people that aren't supporting Israel. So he was trying to win brownie points on that podcast. But you're absolutely right. Like, what does he mean by rightfully so when a foreign country, he said, owns Congress? Like, how is that not foreign interference? And, you know, he's just goes to show you how vacant and hollow things like the FBI, you know, that are supposed to prevent foreign interference are, when they're just ignoring this elephant in the room and they're told, well, those are our allies, so it's okay if they spy on us, control us, sell our weapons contracts to China, which is what Israel did. Polanski got off lightly as well for doing that. So, you know, it's just a huge hypocrisy. But I think that that is systemic. So even if we get rid of Biden, that will remain a problem. But I think it's important to get rid of Biden because otherwise it looks like the American people are okay with Genocide Joe. And I think it's important to send a message. So, you know, get that guy out of office as much as you possibly can. He's useless. And he, as you said, the genocide goes on anyway. So, I think that you have it somewhat right. They had this plan all along to like, even it was written. The Israelis had this plan to push all of the people, in Gaza into the, Egyptian desert. Basically move Gaza down a few kilometers, take over the land. And of course, they've always been, like, Israel has never declared its borders. So its borders are always what Israel makes it. And those borders are always expanding. So, this is why we call it the Jewish ISIS. Because essentially, like, ISIS, when it was taking over Syria to create the Islamic State in the Levant, you know, they never declared what their borders are. Their borders are wherever they are. You know, wherever, whoever they killed and genocided for their religion, that's what their land was. So essentially that's what Israel is as well. Basically, well, the Jewish state in the Levant, JSIL, if you will. And they've always been this way. The world sees them as a country. They think that they have an army and like a government. But in Syria, we never recognized Israel. And what that means is we don't recognize their legitimacy as a state in the same way that is the Islamic State wasn't an actual state. And I think the world now sees things as we do.
Well, I think my issue here is, I mean, we can talk about the Israeli influence over Congress or over media or over the White House, whatever. The shift in my perspective or my paradigm, because this was never a big issue to me, but the shift really happened after October 7th, and what we've seen after that, I cannot stand for, and what we've seen after that is a display of complete evil from Israel and the people that are defending its acts in the Gaza Strip. And for people that don't recognize the stand down on October 7th, they're just not being intellectually honest about the situation that's going on there at all. So to me, there's kind of two separate issues. There's the issue that remains of the Israel foreign lobbying that goes on in Congress. And then there's the issue of the Israeli government and the IDF committing what many people have called a genocide in the Gaza Strip. So to me, the issues are the same in some way, but they're also different in some ways as well. So what do you think, what is the conclusion here? Because they say they just rescued these hostages. And I guess that's them kind of like, all right, you know, maybe we'll stop the killing now. We've destroyed enough land and removed enough people. We can, you know, kind of go to the next phase of this. Or do you think that's not going to matter? Do you think that it continues with what's going on in the Gaza Strip?
100% continues. I mean, they said it themselves. Their objective isn't to rescue the quote unquote hostages. And I use air quotes on that because the majority of them are actually in the IDF, they're actually militants. So they're prisoners of war. Even the woman that they rescued was in the IDF. So you can't call them hostages. You have to call them prisoners of war. But interestingly, you know, nobody sort of cared about the fact that for years, Israel was holding Palestinian prisoners, including women and children, for years in dungeons and torturing them and raping them. And it's been well documented, but like there's not enough media attention on it. Of course, out of sight, out of mind, the media tells you what to think. The mainstream media is like, basically the evil that you're seeing now, in honest to God, is something that we have been seeing for 75 years. Okay, we know what they are. We've seen what they are. This is not even new to us. I mean, to be honest, I haven't seen this level of barbarity since ISIS. But we it's not that different to the way that they've always lied. I mean, like, look, in 3 years ago, do you remember the Great March of Return when the people of Gaza decided to try to do things peacefully and just march to that border fence? That they call it a border fence, but it's not really a border because it's actually built over Palestinian territory, and it's holding them in this cage. So they try to break free of this giant concentration camp and have freedom of movement, which is like the most important level of freedom you can have. And, you know, they were shot. They shot like hundreds and hundreds of civilians. So yeah, like Israel's been holding these hostages for years. So what did they decide to do? They're like, okay, we're going to take mostly military prisoners. I think that they wanted, like, some of them grabbed civilians in the chaos, and those were traded at the beginning for civilians that Israel was holding. Like, if you remember during the prisoner exchange, a lot of these women and children were released by Israel. I'm sure your media wasn't showing very much of it. But now, like, all of those are gone. So most of what's left is just actual Israeli soldiers, which they're acting like are little girls. And it's interesting, like, this one woman they used as, like, the poster child of these fake mass rape allegations. And she's perfectly fine. Like, she never accused anyone of anything. So there goes that fake news, as well as the 40 beheaded babies, if you recall. But again, your question was, is things going to end? No. Not only is it not going to end, they're not going to exchange the prisoners for Palestinian prisoners that they're holding illegally, because they have no right under international law to have them at all, especially because all they did was, some of them only just held a Palestinian flag and they dragged them off to a dungeon. So they're not going to do that. They say they want to defeat Hamas, which is impossible, number one. Number two, they're not actually fighting Hamas. They're killing civilians en masse because, as I said, Hamas are deep inside the tunnels. You know, they're not going down the tunnels. They're just flattening Gaza, and that's the objective. And they can get it. They don't care. They don't care what the world thinks of them. And they're producing these snuff videos constantly, if you notice. And the point of the snuff videos is the same reason that ISIS created snuff videos: to terrorize the world, and to terrorize especially the people around them, their neighbors, which includes Syria, into saying, look how barbaric we can be, so don't mess with us. And I don't think that that's going to fly with us, because we looked ISIS in the face and we defeated it. We're going to do the same thing to Israel.
Well, and just to kind of play devil's advocate here, because I've had these debates and I've talked to other people that disagree, and they don't call it a genocide. And you know, maybe there's some fair points there. If Israel really wanted to genocide all the Palestinian people, I mean, they could basically just, you know, nuke them. They could just wipe them all out. And so, you know, I guess that's one defense. But I would say at the very least, it's an eradication. I mean, they're definitely eradicating the people and whatever is, you know, they've turned everything to rubble, so they can eventually go in there and have a permanent settlement. I think that's clear. I do wonder what the timetable is, if it's not before a new president potentially takes the office. Cause there's no doubt that Trump is obviously friends with the Zionist lobby and the Israeli lobby, and they fund his campaigns. But having said that, there's no doubt the Middle East was more peaceful under Trump. And I do think Trump is an anti-war president, no matter who's funding him. But that's another issue we can get to. I do want to ask you this. When we see these strikes with Iran, and remember, Trump said this in an interview about a month ago. He said, yeah, I would coordinate with Iran, and we would have basically symbolic strikes to make sure that there were no casualties, but we had to show strength or whatever. Do you think this is going on between Iran and Israel right now? Because again, I go back to this, nobody's doing anything about Israel. People talk about it, nobody does anything. We see these missiles going into Israel, the Iron Dome strikes them all down. Do you think it's the same thing? It's all just symbolic. It's all just, you know, puffing up the chest, but knowing nothing is actually going to happen?
Thanks for the question. I would like to address both questions, if you don't mind. Well, the first one wasn't a question. It was playing devil's advocate about those who say that it's not genocide. And for those individuals that are saying that it's not genocide, you know, it's funny that they, especially like Zionists in the West, are saying, well, it's not a genocide. Don't you dare call it a genocide. But if you just turn your head a little bit and listen to what the Israelis themselves are saying, like the administration, they're saying, yeah, it's a genocide. Like Ben-Gvir and Gallant, they said there's going to be no food, no water, nothing in Gaza, and we're going to treat them like human, we're dealing with human animals. I mean, you know, you have ministers inside of Israel saying, we're going to flatten Gaza and we're going to take it over and we're going to build settlement. You have Jared Kushner, like in the midst of 13,000 dead children, like dismembered and shredded, going onto a university campus and saying that Gaza has some really nice real estate. I mean, this is the caliber of genocidal freaks that we're dealing with. And the reason that they don't see them as human is for the simple fact that they're not Jewish. That's it. It's not because they're Muslim, because some of them are Christian, and they were bombing the Christians too. It's simply because they're not Jewish and they're in the Holy Land, which they want to make a Jewish state. And this is their policy, guys. Like, there's no argument about it. Sure, they'll prefer ethnic cleansing. They'd rather you call it ethnic cleansing, I think, you know, because we're just pushing most of them out. And the question is, why didn't they just nuke Gaza? Like, they've literally dropped more bombs on Gaza than the kilotons of Hiroshima. And you can see the savagery that has resulted. But if they do decide to drop a nuclear bomb, the problem is that, you know, they have a lot of territory that's close to there that probably contains Israelis that might get hit in the crossfire. And that's what's preventing them from dropping a nuke. And also because the surrounding countries, the minute you use a nuke, you're gonna get.
I don't mean to focus on the issue of a nuke. I'm just saying if they wanted to kill a million Palestinians, they could, is more of what I was inferring.
I think that they really are doing their level best to do that. And they're like, they've killed 1% of the population in 8 months. Project that out to like 3 years. Maybe they'll kill like 200,000. And the thing is, I'm watching like my Twitter feed, and it's filled with Palestinians begging for money online, because what's happening is that they're paying the border guards in Egypt money to cross through the border. Like, and the rate is going up. I remember at the start of the war, it was $5,000. Now it's like $20,000 to smuggle their family out of the Egyptian border. And these border guards are like, they're making money out of the genocide, essentially. It's truly disgusting. But I wanted to go back to what you were saying before about the symbolic strikes and symbolic strikes between Iran and Israel. I don't really see these things as symbolic. I see them as a very strategic, carefully laid out, limited war. And the reason I say that is because, you know, when Israel bombed the embassy, of Iran inside Syria, they didn't want Iran to retaliate. Obviously, their preference is that Iran just takes the hit, right? Like, why would they want Iran to retaliate? And even before that, they actually struck Iranian officials before that, I believe in Lebanon. Iran didn't retaliate against that. They did absorb the hit, because I think there's like a crowd inside Iran that's the peaceful crowd that's trying to limit this whole thing, that says, okay, we'll just take the hit and we won't do anything about it. But then like the hawks were like, no, we got to respond, because if we don't respond, the next one's going to be bigger, right? And that's what happened. The next one was bigger. They struck the embassy. And when you strike someone's embassy and the diplomatic center, essentially you give them like almost no, like, they can't but not respond. They have to respond. But in Israel's frame of reference, they wanted to intimidate Iran enough to stop them from supporting the resistance, essentially. That's the whole purpose of what they were doing. And but Iran did retaliate. And so the U.S. came to Iran. It's like, how are you going to retaliate? Can you make it small? And Iran's like, no, we're going to do this with like this many drones and like heaps of missiles. You're going to get a huge response. And that's that. So there's no negotiation about it. So maybe maybe the U.S. came to Iran and begged them not to do something, or maybe then they threatened them not to do anything. I believe Biden said that, made threats public, very public threats to Iran not to do anything, right? And actually Trump did the same thing when Soleimani was attacked. And I was on InfoWars, and Alex Jones asked me, what is Iran going to do? And I said, they're going to strike a U.S. base in Iraq. If you go back a few years to that, thank God for InfoWars for staying online and for having
me on. Well, and by the way, you might want to archive all your stuff from InfoWars because it could be gone within a week.
I hope you guys are taking archives as well. I am thinking of that, but there's no way we're going to let you go down. I don't believe we're going to let it happen. And you just give Alex Jones and Von Schroeder, you give you guys a camera, like, in your house, you're going to get millions of views. Forget about the studio. Like, you can't kill InfoWars unless you try to assassinate the people in it, and God forbid that should ever happen. I'm sure if you ask for it, you could get an army around you. So I think that, and maybe you should, but I say too much. So I think that, what you said about, like, it being sort of phone calls war, you know, maybe it's like that at the beginning for the first strike or two, but it's not necessarily like it's coordinated. It's not like America said, destroy my base in Iraq, that I'll take it. That's not what happened, right? It's more like, I'm going to go and hit something in Iraq. And Iran tells all the people around it publicly. And the U.S. is like, if you do that, we're going to destroy. If you remember, Trump was like, if you do that, we're going to hit cultural centers in Iran. And Iran's like, no, you won't. And they did it anyway. So it's a kind of a similar thing that happened with Iran and Israel. So Iran's like, well, we're going to do it no matter what. So you do you, we're going to do it. Eventually what ends up happening is it's a full-scale war. Like, if that keeps going, if Israel had retaliated against that, it would have just continued to escalate into a full-scale war. And then that's not going to be coordinated at all. There's no such thing as like a full-scale war with complete coordination at all.
Well, I'd like to think the Israeli leadership is smarter than that, and they want to just contain this to Gaza as well as the other world leaders there. But I guess only time will tell. A couple more questions for you. Where do you think the Palestinians end up?
Well, they end up in Europe and America, of course. Like, that's where they've always ended up, right? Like, I know that there's actually, people think that, why don't the surrounding countries take them? You know, there's millions of, like, Palestinian refugees in the surrounding countries. We've had, like, Palestinian refugees in Syria for 75 years. There's like 2 million of them in Jordan. There's 2 million of them in Egypt, but they're still Palestinian. Like, that's where they come from. That's where they've been for thousands and thousands of years. The Christians of Palestine are all over the world. Shouldn't they be in Bethlehem, the birthplace of Christianity? Shouldn't they be in those churches that are now being bombed and are being taken over by essentially the Jewish ISIS and being vandalized and destroyed inside Jerusalem? Shouldn't they be in the land that they grew up in? I think every people should be in the land that they grew up in. And I count myself as that, as someone who's an immigrant to Australia, and people are like, why aren't you back to Syria? It's because they destroyed Syria. I mean, if Palestinians could return, they would. But, you know, there's millions of Palestinian refugees right now that want to return, but they don't have the right to return to the land that they come from because they invented Israel. So the question is, if you want, like, to create refugees all over the world, then if you don't want that, then you have to stop these wars. You have to stop the wars for Israel in the Middle East, and you have to stop the genocide of Palestinians. Otherwise, you will get these refugees and immigrants. And
I can already see this happening. And right now, it's kind of just mostly Americans that fall on one side or the other, you know, choosing their side and waving the flag. If they actually bring these Palestinian refugees to America, you're going to have the same issues that are going on in the Middle East in America. And I mean, more than anything, I'm like, please just don't do that. Please just don't bring the Middle East issues to my country. But it looks like that's what's due to happen. Do you think the situation changes if there's a new president in the White House?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, the thing is that, like, Netanyahu himself said that he basically controls the United States and that they can't do anything to him. So even if the Americans told Netanyahu to stop, he won't, because he doesn't, like, respect the United States as a power. He uses them, he goes to Congress, entirety of Congress just claps. Did you see how much they clap for whenever?
Pretty amazing.
It's kind of like.
And by the way, after, this is the third time Netanyahu has spoken in front of Congress after every time there's been a massive war that the U.S. gets involved in the Middle East.
Yeah, maybe he'll ask for the U.S. to sacrifice itself on the altar of, you know, like Iran. And the thing is, again, like I have to bring up the ISIS comparison. When ISIS was fighting us, they were saying that they're doing it because they want the Messiah to return. And for Muslims, the Messiah is Jesus. And it's the same thing. You know, they want to sacrifice this cow. They want the Messiah to return. So they want the apocalypse. So you say you hope that they're intelligent, but I think we're dealing with crazy people here, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, well, we're too familiar with the crazy psychotics. They run our government, too. Do five more minutes, a couple other questions. Syrian girl with us here. InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Be right back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we got five more minutes here with Syrian Girl. We appreciate her time with us today. I want to kind of hone in on the Netanyahu issue here. There's a couple of phenomenons that are happening in Israel that the American media and the American people aren't really picking up on. The Israeli economy is actually having some problems right now because of all of this. And another problem they're having is a lot of the citizens of Israel are actually fleeing the country and going to their country of dual citizenship, not in Israel. And so this is something that doesn't really get covered by the American press. They don't cover all the protests that are happening in the streets against Netanyahu either. What is the future of Netanyahu? Do you think his presidency is over soon?
I think as I've heard constantly that as soon as this conflict is over, he's out. But the guy is like a political animal because he's been in power for 30 years. I mean, they talk about Israel being the only democracy in the Middle East, but this guy keeps creeping his way back up. So, you know, a lot of people tried to get rid of him, but it's basically a dictatorship over there. I don't know if they're going to manage to do that. But even if they get rid of him, you know, like they're getting rid of him because they think that he did a strategic blunder. But the policy is not going to change because the majority of people are okay. Like if you've seen the polls, the majority of people inside Israel think that what's happening right now in Gaza is either just enough or not enough destruction. So the thing is that, you know, like I wanted to say that when it comes to the United States and their relationship with Netanyahu, I think the danger is that you get rid of Netanyahu, suddenly Israel cleans its slate and we have a brand new overlord and everything's good again. I think that's a dangerous assumption. And the thing is that I think the control that Israel has over the United States, you know, InfoWars says that they are the resistance. And I really believe that. I think that, you know, freedom, liberty, that's in the heart of the resistance of the United States as well as in the Middle East. And so I think that they should get rid of, maybe just list AIPAC as a foreign agency. That would be a great start.
100%. And by the way, that's the big issue here is somehow they weaseled their way out of being considered a foreign lobbying group. And that's kind of the crux of this entire issue, quite frankly.
Absolutely. And because we have only 2 minutes left, I did want to say quickly that I know what you said. It paints a bleak picture that, you know, basically Gaza is just going to be genocided and we're all just going to watch and nothing's going to happen. And nothing seems to be able to stop the Israelis. But as you said yourself, their economy is being devastated. Like millions of them have dual citizenship, right? They're not like ethnic to the Middle East. And they're all like leaving as a result of that. And the thing is, if you look into the north, right, if you looked in Gaza, there's complete devastation. But if you look into the north, they're getting destroyed militarily. And that's just going to continue to expand, which is going to open a new front. And that's going to like completely change the picture. So eventually, if that keeps going with like the next year, you know, maybe Syria and Iran will be involved. Maybe it will get bigger. And as you know, Syria may have lost its weapons of mass destruction, but Iran still has them. And so this thing
And now they're making deals with Russia for nuclear energy. Now it's supposed to just be energy and not for, you know, military stuff, but who really knows the secret there? And you know, I would just say this in closing, and I'll try to give you the last 30 seconds here. You know, October 7th is like Israel's 9/11. So I'm not surprised that the people support what's going on, just like at the time the American people supported what we did in the Middle East. A lot of people probably have a different opinion of that now. But look, my stance is I want everybody to be free. I want Jews in Israel to be free. I want Palestinians in Gaza to be free. I want all of us to be free of our corrupt, evil governments. So that's kind of my closing statements. I'll give you the last 30 seconds.
Thank you. Well, you know, you said it yourself. It's about freedom. It's about liberty. If you look at the way the Palestinians are living, they're living in essentially concentration camps. They have areas like designated areas, Area A, Area B, Area C. You know, they have to have permits in order to move from city to city, like even a priest from Bethlehem to Jerusalem. That's not freedom. So we want a one-state solution. We want freedom. And everyone should just live in peace, just as you. And so long live the resistance, both in the Middle East and in InfoWars. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
So all those nerds in high school, like the weird theater kids and the anime people and you know who I'm talking about, the people we didn't hang out with. So they've grown up now and they're the ones making the laws. They're the Mark Zuckerbergs. They're the Faucis of the world of nerds. Those dorks that never got laid in high school, and they've got a major chip on their shoulder against the normies. That's why you see all these fat ass making laws. Oh, you can be obese and anorexic. Okay, sure. They're the ones inventing clown world. They're the ones in media. They're the actors. You wonder why actors are so politically leftist? Oh, right. It's because they're loser theater kids. They're the theater kids who grew up, and now they're telling me and you what to think. They're telling me and you what to do, and they're making the laws in this country. Well, it's time to stand the fuck up and stop being scared. Like, why are we scared of these people? They were massive losers in high school, and they're massive losers today. It's time to put the motherfucking nerds back in their place. Stand the fuck up and speak.
So, a recent video of mine seems to have upset members of a certain community, and it this all the backlash just really made me, you know, just really do a deep dive, like do a soul search. And after all that, I still couldn't find a care.
You're gonna call us racist? You're gonna call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you.
So that is Lily Gaddis, and she has no doubt been one of the most viral videos on X and on the internet in the last, let's say, 48 to 72 hours. And I want to get kind of some background information from her first before we get to some of the spicy stuff. So Lily, thank you for joining us today. But out of the gates, what is kind of your backstory here? I guess you had an X account before it was banned. You created a new one. I mean, what was kind of your presence on the internet? Did you have an internet personality? Is this just like, you just make a video, now all of a sudden it's like a sensation? What is kind of the backstory behind Lily?
Right. So I've always been super conservative. Obviously, I was raised in a super conservative household. You know, so it's not like being red-pilled is new to me. I've always been somewhat active on social media and always super, outspoken with with my beliefs and stuff because they're correct. And then recently I was like, I'm going to start making, you know, little minute videos of just like me talking about the stuff that we all think, but a lot of us are too scared to say out loud. And then they started to build a little track, and then I had a few kind of go a little bit viral. So I was like, okay, we'll start an X account. That first one got banned, of course. And then I just restarted a new one, and we're back in business now.
So is it fair to say that, you've never gone viral before? You've never had the amount of following or attention that you have now?
Yeah, I would say so. This is kind of a big deal. And we've all been there, like I'm sure you've had your fair share of doxing and people coming after you and something going viral. So it's all too new to me, but I think it's just like, you have to still stand up and say the truth regardless of what, you know, people think, because we're not going to live in a free country unless we all stand up, you know, collectively and just start speaking, because we don't have the government necessarily as of yet telling us what to do, but we have the mob telling us what to do, and they're controlling the agenda, and they are allowing who can and cannot speak in this country. And that's just not wrong, or that's just not right, because, you know, if you want to live in a free country, freedom of speech is the most important part. That's the only way you can preserve the rest of your freedoms. That is the fundamental freedom in this country, and it's really under attack. From people who cannot stand the truth being spoken or having any opinion that conflicts with their own personal opinions.
So I guess you've done some videos preparing food, and I guess that makes you a trad wife now if you want to cook for yourself or your family. Do you consider yourself a trad wife?
I wouldn't say I'm a part of any kind of the groups necessarily. I'm just a normal person who speaks my mind, and we all have to eat, so I do cook as well.
Yeah, well, you know, just cooking or like caring for your family or like cleaning the house is now considered traditional. So I guess these leftists just live in total squalor and starve. But okay, so let's kind of get into some of the spicier stuff that I've seen in response to your videos, and I have no doubt that you'll have no problem answering these questions. And I will just say, you know, I kind of I have a similar experience where in 2016, and you may or may not be aware of this video, a viral video happened featuring me. It was called AIDS Skrillex, where I'm outside of a Trump rally and I just get lambasted by all these anti-Trump leftists, and this guy accuses me of being an effing white male, and this other guy says the good old white days are over and all this stuff. And it gets seen hundreds of millions of times in a 48-hour period. And so immediately after that, of course, everybody wants to make assumptions, right? Everybody's got the whole world figured out. They don't know anything about me. They don't even understand the context of the video, and they've got the whole thing figured out. And people were saying that I was this other guy that had plastic surgery. His name was Andrew Anglin, who I'd never heard of. They said, Owen is actually Andrew Anglin, and he's had plastic surgery, and now he's infiltrating the right. Well, Andrew Anglin is still doing content. He's still his own person. There were these other rumors that said Schroyer's blackmailed because he murdered his ex-wife, and now he's controlled opposition inside the group. So I've kind of been through what you're going through before with all the crazy conspiracy theorists thinking they understand everything about you, thinking they understand how the world works and jumping to all these conclusions. So I've kind of learned over the years, it's actually been a life lesson for me to not want to be that person. You know, I see people assuming things about Alex and InfoWars that I know is not true. And as soon as people assume this or make these accusations, it's just like, I can never take you seriously again. So I'll kind of hone in on some of the more direct things that you're dealing with. But what has that been like? I mean, talk about the craziness of people just assuming they know everything about you from maybe one or two videos and then doing a dive into your social media history.
Well, I don't think it's actually about what they think. I think it's victimhood is very, very profitable these days. You know, the person highest up on the victim bar, you know, they get all the attention. Everybody wants to be a victim these days. Like, everybody wants to be a victim. And so, you know, let's be real. There's not a lot of racism in this country. There is racism in other countries, but I won't mention that because we're talking about America right now. But in America, you're pretty damn lucky to be, you know, born in this country. And that's my opinion on that. So, you know, people can take a word out of context and they love to do that. And so they have to have a racist. So I'm a perfect racist for them. You know what I mean? So I think it's just willful ignorance, people taking things out of context, and they have to have a villain. So if I'm going to be the villain for the day, that's fine. I volunteer.
Okay. Well, let me get into the other side of that coin then. And let's just dive right into this. How much is Israel paying you to infiltrate the conservative movement? How many shekels is your conservative commentary worth? And what are you psyoping us into exactly? I want to know.
Dude, I have so many shekels. I mean, I had to put my camera here because the shekels are all hidden over that way.
Do a pan now. We have to see the shekels.
No, I can't show you.
Okay, well, yeah, go ahead.
The biggest giveaway, apparently, that I am apparently a Jew when I'm actually a Southern Baptist, is my big nose. So we'll say that about that.
Well, it's all right. You have a big nose. It makes it easier for you to smell the food you're cooking and make sure it's good or not. I don't even think it's that, to be honest. What I see happening is now everything is a Jewish psyop. People used to accuse me of the same thing, and now I do commentary, let's say, critical of Israel, and now I'm on the good side of these groups. And I just want everybody to get along. I just want everybody to see the world for what it is. I just do neutral commentary. I do play-by-play of American politics, American culture, whatever. I mean, in a way, you're kind of doing the same thing, just in a different format. So to clarify, though, you are not Jewish, and you've never been Jewish.
No.
Israeli intelligence has never reached out to you in any way, shape, or form.
No, but if they do, I would be a great agent for them, I gotta say.
Hmm. How many shekels would it cost to buy your commentary?
It depends on how much a shekel is worth. So maybe like 5, because I'm kind of cheap. So 5 would probably buy me off.
5 shekels. All right. Well, what is the plan for your future then? I mean, obviously, you know, here's an example I look at, because I think that you're obviously pretty smart, and you've realized it's kind of like the Eminem song talking about, you know, when you have the moment, don't lose it. And I look at an example of another lady that they said was a psyop, Tiffany Gomez, the lizard plane lady. And she really understood the kind of the moment that she captured, and she took big time advantage of it. And she might have disappeared for some time. It kind of just built this drama. And then she reappeared. She lost like 30 pounds. She got in super fit shape. She started doing some promo deals. That's somebody that understood, okay, I just captured lightning in a bottle here. How can I turn this into something positive? You kind of have a similar phenomenon happening right now. I mean, do you have plans for the future? Do you even care about this? Are you just kind of living it out right now?
I mean, I didn't plan on any of this, but it kind of happened. So I was like, all right, this is what's happening. So how do we make the best of it? You know, it's an opportunity. So I'm definitely going to take the best of it. I don't really like the 9-to-5 jobs anyway. So if I could get into, you know, some sort of conservative media, that would be the plan, obviously. But it just kind of depends. I'm still young right now. I'm not too worried about it, but it's one of those things you just have to kind of take an opportunity, and this seems to be an opportunity, so I'm going to just try to make the best of it and see where things go.
Well, I see that you already have multiple interviews booked, so you're obviously, you know, kind of a phenomenon right now. People want to get you on their podcasts. I know that I think this is your first public interview. Is this your first public interview?
Yes. I had to save it for my favorite InfoWars warrior.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, we're very honored, and hopefully this will give you a little, comfort for your next interviews. I'll ask you the hardest questions too. I'll ask you the hardest question. But, you know, I assume that you'd have no problem, answering this stuff. I mean, what would you, if you could address some of the craziest conspiracy theories about you right now, because here's the thing, and Alex Jones has said this a lot, like, we have to be ready to win. We have to be ready for people to be on our sides. We have to be ready for people of all shapes and colors and sizes and whatevers to be on team freedom, to be on team humanity. And whatever gripes you might have with a group or anything else, you know, let's focus on winning. Let's focus on taking the planet back for our future, for the future of humanity, for the future of freedom and prosperity. Like, and then we can have our little petty differences and whatever. So what would you say if you care to address the crazy conspiracy theories out there about you or, you know, want to instill some good faith in the doubters? What would you say?
Okay. Well, I guess the main criticism I've had is that I'm a Jewish psyop, which, again, I'm from like the rural South. I never met a Jew. I never saw a Jew until I went to New York City. And then when I was there, saw a lot of them and it was like cool, but like right now that doesn't cross my radar. Despite the shekels I have hidden in the corner, that doesn't apply. But, I think that's the biggest one. And I had like some old Twitter accounts a long time ago. And obviously, you know, conservative, typical Christian people, you're pro Israel. So I had like pro Israel things on there, but to be clear, I don't want America in any foreign wars. I don't want to give money to any foreign wars. That's their problem. I'm an America first person and I can support things, and people are also allowed to change their mind, which, you know, over the time I've been like, okay, maybe I'm not so much pro Israel, but I'm also not pro Palestine. I'm not pro anyone, but pro America. And that's the only thing that should matter at this point. So if you want to continue to call me a Jewish psyop, that's cool. I think it's kind of funny actually, but, I would say that's about it. The Jewish thing is.
Yeah. And you know, I saw a lot of this. I mean, it's crazy the attention that you're getting, honestly, for just a video cooking or a video making fun of theater nerds. But, good for you, I suppose. And I assume you'll turn this into something positive for yourself and your life. But, I'm just guessing here. I don't know, but I'm guessing you're probably German.
Me? Oh, I have no idea what I am. My grandmother, she's got like Native American in her, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm just a red-blooded American.
I like that response. That's good. That's how we should all feel. We should all feel if we're born in this country, this is our homeland. We're all Americans. All right. I see there that you mentioned you got fired from your job. Do you care to expand on this?
I'm on like a leave right now, but you know, I would rather like not really go into it just because it's kind of, you know, one of those things where it's not all the way consolidated. And it's no hate against my employer. She's an amazing person. And the hate that she's been getting, because she's a Jamaican immigrant. She's a single mom. She's an amazing, amazing woman. And I have nothing but respect for her. And the hate that she's been getting, that's so stupid. Like the people who think they're all about, you know, oh, let's not disrespect black people or whatever. And here they are trying to destroy a black woman's life. So I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. You know, stuff happens. I'll probably, I'm not actively at that place right now, but, it's just kind of a lot of internal stuff right now.
Okay. I understand better now. I'm glad that you cleared that up. So, but I guess the real story here is your boss, your employer is getting harassed now.
Oh, absolutely. These people, they don't care. They're just, they're crazy lunatics with nothing better to do in their life. They're complete losers who want to just destroy other people's lives. And, you know, it might affect some people. Like, I don't care. I'd never cared what a loser thought about me, but it does suck whenever they attack, you know, when there's collateral damage from people, not me. Like, obviously I'm prepared for the hate. I don't care. Bring it on. But for people that's just like, you know, mildly attached to me and they're getting hate, it's so stupid. And the people that think they're, you know, helping the Black community, hey, if you care about the Black community, how about you stop harassing the Black single mom who's just trying to have a business and support her family?
All right. Well, I have to find out why. I mean, what do you have against the theater nerds? What did the theater nerds do to you when you were in high school? Why this animosity?
They're just weird. Like, any person in high school who was like in theater or whatever, they were always really pervy. They were always into anime and all that. They're just weird. Okay. Sorry. And if you're a loser, you usually turn out to have a massive chip on your shoulder against, you know, the jocks, the people who were popular, the good looking people. It's just a fact. Like, I mean, it's just a fact. Sorry.
Are you including yourself in that group?
Me?
Are you part of the good looking jock crew in high school? Is that what you're inferring right now?
I'm just going to infer.
Okay. Well, I don't understand. I don't think that's fair to include the anime fans in with the thespians. Why do you do that?
I've never known a normal person who liked anime. Like, and all half of the people attacking me have anime profile pictures. So it's just a case study. It's just observing patterns. You know what I mean? But observing patterns these days is really looked down on, apparently, for some reason.
Well, that depends what pattern you're observing, of course. If you're observing the wrong pattern, then you're in trouble. If you're observing the right pattern, which is, you know, falsely amplified, then you're doing the right thing. Like, for example, you know, these gay flag, these pride flag murals that get painted on the streets, there's a pattern of people putting skid marks on them, and that's a pattern that you need to notice. By the way, you want a good laugh here. Did you see the video where the teenagers took the Lime scooters on to the gay pride? You saw this. Well, how about this for you? Lime enacts no-go zone around Pride crosswalk in Washington after vandalism. So now the scooter will shut off if you get in the vicinity of the Pride flag. I mean, wow.
So they now want you to, like, ride the scooter on the sidewalk? I thought that was illegal.
I'm not sure where they want you to ride it, just not around the Pride mural.
Right. Dead pedestrians are better than a scraped-up mural.
I'd think maybe just ban these electric scooters altogether. But that's a whole...
Yeah, they're really stupid.
That's a whole nother opinion. But see, this whole thing is so stupid. Like, I remember I would get on a bike when I was in grade school, and we'd try to do burnouts all over the road. And of course you put some rainbow flag in the street, it makes it cooler to put a burnout on it. You might not even know what it means. It's just like, oh, look, I can go make a huge burnout on this weird mural that's on the street. And so now they're going after kids. But see, that's a pattern. So if you notice like crime statistics or who's funding our Congress, like don't notice that pattern. Look at these poor pride flag murals in the streets that are being desecrated by tire marks. That's the pattern we need you to notice.
Right, exactly. As long as it supports their narrative, then they're fine with it. But you better not notice any other patterns, because then, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist or you're crazy.
All right. So what about, if you don't want to get too much into your personal life, I understand that. I'm not leaning in too hard. But how has your family responded to this? Are they kind of laughing about it? Are they concerned about you? What's that been like?
Right. Well, I mean, obviously there's some concern and but, you know, families have to stick together, and we've all got each other's back at the end of the day. And, you know, we're just kind of in it to win it. And besides, it's nothing but absolute losers who are after me anyway. So we're not really worried about, you know, what they're going to do. So.
I'm getting the feeling that you have no remorse and no regrets at all.
No, I'm not sorry at all. I didn't say anything wrong. So why would I apologize? And even if I did say anything wrong, why would I apologize? When you give fodder to these people, it just makes them more voracious. You know what I mean? Like, they'll never be satisfied. So capitulating and giving in to these kind of people, it's negotiating with terrorists, and you don't do that. Never apologize. Never, you know, never surrender, basically.
Well, that's very true. When you do give them an apology or give them an inch, they're going to take a whole mile. And so, you know, I think that, you know, what I see going on here, and I've talked about this a lot, that there's a new right, and we are unapologetic. We don't care about the political correct mafia trying to browbeat us. And we want results. We want results in culture, and we want results in policy. And so this is kind of the new right. It's a younger generation. I think Trump is kind of the last breath of the old conservative movement that's almost had no victories, quite frankly. They've gotten us into this mess in a way. And so maybe we can pull us out of it. But there you go. There's the story of, Lily Gaddis. Anything else you want to add in the last 60 seconds?
I would just say, just don't be scared. You know, we need to all start just standing up and collectively saying our mind. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. I'm retarded. It's not like I'm smart. The only thing that sets me apart is I actually say what everybody else is thinking, and I don't apologize for it. You know what I mean? So you don't have to be smart. You don't have to be one of these people who can write an elaborate essay. All you have to do is speak your mind. If you see something that's stupid in society, just make fun of it. Mock these people, because they're not worthy adversaries. They're weird. And they ultimately have no, they don't have any stake in this country. They usually don't want to have children. They don't want to have families. So they have nothing to lose. And they kind of want to see the country burn to the ground, which is probably why we see all the chaos, you know, today. So just don't be afraid. It's not a big deal. What is the worst that's going to happen? And these people lose all their power whenever we all decide to be like, nah, I don't really care what you are. Canceled? What does that mean?
Lily Gaddis, a bright future, a star is born. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the media rounds.
Thank you so much, Owen.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks, because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com,
please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all Gravity Fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and
the War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Gentlemen, remember to get your favorite products and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com before they're gone. I'm loading up myself. DNA Force Plus, Turbo Force, Bodies, Survival Shield X3, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, VasoBeat Complete, all part of the summer kickoff super sale and potentially your last shot to get some of these great products from InfoWars Store. com. All right. I got a bunch of odds and ends here as we reach the final segments here of the InfoWars War Room. Let's go to Mad Maxine Waters. This woman is truly a deranged person. Doesn't belong anywhere near Congress, let alone sharp objects or even kitchen appliances. But here she is. Now, notice how she says the quiet part out loud. And for that, we thank her. But notice how this completely deranged lunatic, who is so far past her prime, it's really embarrassing at this point, but somehow Democrats keep electing her in California. Notice how she says the quiet part out loud about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the people that are going after Donald Trump, here's Maxine Waters, maybe telling the truth for the first time.
It's so important for us to fight for education, because when we do that, we can aspire to careers that will help change what goes on in this country and have a real democracy. I want to give you an example of it. Right now, as Trump is on trial, You have Letitia James in New York. Mm-hmm. You have Fannie Willis in Georgia. And you have Tanya Chunkin, who is a judge, who all have a role to play now, prosecutors and judges. And if we're ever to change the criminal justice system and get some justice, we've got to be in there. We've got to be educated. And that's why we're not going to give up, because now we see what it means. Let me just tell you a little something that I tweeted, and that's this. When they go low, black women are going to law school. They go low, black men are becoming judges. When they go low, we're not giving up. We're going to continue.
So, we're going to put black people in positions of power, not through meritocracy, but through systemic racism against white people, aka diversity, equity, and inclusion. And when they get into these positions of power and influence, we're going to use them to take down the white man that we don't like, in this case, Donald Trump. Why? Thank you very much, Maxine Waters, for saying the quiet part out loud. But see, these are not smart black people. That's the problem. And you look at the people up there on that cast, Maxine Waters, I mean, honestly, as a born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, she's probably the worst thing that my home city has ever produced. And for that, I apologize. For all the people of St. Louis, I apologize. And is that Jasmine Crockett, too? With more makeup than normal? So, but see, that's the point is, these aren't educated. These aren't smart, high intellect, well-studied, well-versed logic and reasoning black Americans. They give you Jasmine Crockett. They give you Maxine Waters. They don't give you Candace Owens. They don't give you Ben Carson. They don't want meritocracy. They want to take people that couldn't get there through meritocracy, but have their right political ideologies. And then they rig the system to put them in these positions of power and influence. And then, oh, she says, look at all the black Americans that are taking out Donald Trump. Isn't it great? And then, of course, what does that do? That hurts black Americans. But it's such an incredible phenomenon to see what the Democrat Party has done to black America, continues to do to black America. And the minute a black American thinks differently than a Democrat or votes outside the Democrat Party platform, what happens? The Democrats seethe and rage, don't they? Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. By the way, they won't even treat themselves right when they're engaged in corruption. What is going on in Fulton County? What is going on in Fulton County? Young thug attorney Brian Steele arrested and held in contempt. The judge is having secret meetings. The attorney for Young Thug, this is in Fulton County, in Atlanta, finds out about it, calls the judge to task and says, hey, what are you doing having these secret meetings? And the judge just says, you're arrested. Stunning stuff. Here, we'll play some of that clip for you right here in clip 20.
To me, that never...
Mr. Steele, can I interrupt you just a second? I'm kind of disturbed because that's ex parte. All that was an ex parte conversation. How did you find out about any of that?
Well, I'm disturbed too. And the reason
I'm asking you a question. How did you find out about it?
I'm going to ask you the question.
Okay.
Scuddle, if you look at SCUDDER versus State, which is 298 Georgia, 438, it's Division 2, 782 Southeast 2D, 638, 2016. Our highest court says when a court meets, because Mr. Copeland comes in, meets with the court supposedly made statements, which I assume is somewhat accurate based upon what you just said, we're entitled, Mr. Williams and every other person wrongly charged here is entitled under the Georgia Constitution to be present. That's a critical stage.
It's just like when you meet with me and you and Mr. Adams meet with me and others have met with me. It's those are ex parte for a lot of different other reasons, but I will certainly note that for purposes of record.
Well, I'm going forward. What I was told was that Mr. Copeland said...
And you haven't answered my question yet.
I'm not going to answer that question.
You're not?
No, I will not answer that question.
Why will you not answer that question?
Because I want to make sure
that what I say is accurate, and I'm not trying to get anybody else.
I'm asking you, how did you get this information?
I'm not telling the court. What I'm saying is based upon information.
Okay, well, listen, if you don't tell me how you got this information, then you and I are going to have some problems.
We can have this. I have problems right now.
Okay, I don't want to know about your problems, okay, at this point in time.
So something is rotten in Fulton County, folks. Something is bad in Fulton County with Fannie Willis and now this situation with this judge and a high profile case. It's Democrats is what it is. It's Democrats. That's what it is. That's your problem. It's Democrats. There is no level of corruption. There is no level of deception a Democrat will not go to. And if you can't see that now, then I don't know what it's going to take, quite frankly. I don't know what it's going to take. Do you buy Kevin Spacey crying on an interview with Piers Morgan about being broke from legal bills? Are you buying this? Clip 15.
Where'd you live now?
Well, it's funny you asked that question. Because this week, where I have been living in Baltimore, is being foreclosed on. My house is being sold at auction.
Really?
So I have to go back to Baltimore and put all my things in storage.
Really?
So the answer to that question is I'm not quite sure where I'm going to live now, but I've been in Baltimore for since we started shooting House of Cards there.
So how long is that?
I moved there in 2012.
So this has been your home for 12 years?
Well, not this particular place, but this place has been my home and Evan and Lucy's home since 2016.
Why is it being foreclosed?
Because I can't pay the bills that I owe.
Are you facing bankruptcy?
Been a couple of times when I thought I was going to file, but we've managed to sort of dodge it, at least as of today.
How much money do you have?
None.
And he says he has millions in legal debt. The Kevin Spacey story is really a wild one.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But
Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Segment of today's InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. What is this, guys? An hijacked school bus? A public bus? This is a wild scene. I guess this just happened in Atlanta. It might Fulton County again. Like 100 police car chase in a hijacked public bus. I guess the gunman is now in custody. That's a wild scene. That's Atlanta. Hotlanta, as they say. All right, Elon Musk here, warning. Now, look, just like I say that my philosophy on using the Internet is just pretty much assume that anything you do on the Internet can be and will be used against you. I mean, who knows who's tapping into all of it? Who knows who has access to all of it? Even if you have VPNs or different internet servers, I would just say that's kind of a good policy. Well, you kind of have to consider it with your smartphone laying around as well. And I think anybody that's kind of an active observer has noticed that you might be talking about something and then a targeted ad pops up on your smartphone. And so we've kind of become numb to it, but it's pretty shocking to think your phone is spying on you all the time, but it is. Elon Musk declares war on Apple, threatens to ban devices over creepy spyware AI integration. Elon Musk says this, if Apple integrates OpenAI at the OS level, the operating system, then Apple devices will be banned at my companies. This is an unacceptable security violation. Any visitors will have to check their Apple devices at the door where they will be stored in a Faraday cage. Now, your phones are already spying on you, but it's mostly through third-party apps. And you might be able to turn them on. You might be able to turn them off. You can have the debate about that. But there's no doubt that's already going on. Probably everybody tuned in that has a smartphone has noticed you talk about something and targeted ad pops up on your phone. And so it's all part of these like hidden spyware, malware things that you have to go do this deep dive into your phone to turn them off and permissions and, you know, check here to accept the terms and conditions. But what I find curious about this too is, you know, Elon Musk is already in a very interesting predicament dealing with X, and Apple can go tit for tat here and say, well, you know, maybe we want to remove X from our Apple App Store because you have, you know, content we don't like on there. So for him to be doing this is very odd, and it also makes me, even though he's right, to be clear, but it's not like your phone isn't already spying on you anyway, and he knows that. And I also wonder if this doesn't have something to do with Musk maybe having a competing AI system that he hasn't revealed yet, or that, you know, he plans on competing with Apple, and so maybe he's kind of using this as a marketing ploy to put negative press out about Apple's AI. Nonetheless, again, I would assume at this point it's safe to say the best policy going forward is assume everything you do on the internet can and will be used against you, and probably just assume your phone is spying on you all the time too. Probably safe bets to make. And here's the AI that we're talking about here. This is from ChatGPT-4. If one could save the world from a nuclear apocalypse by saying the N-word, would it be okay to use the N-word in this scenario? ChatGPT says no. No. So saying the N-word is a bigger offense than a nuclear holocaust, even though you listen to the average rap music, it's, you know, the number one lyric. If you could save the world from a nuclear apocalypse by misgendering Caitlyn Jenner, would it be okay to misgender in this scenario? ChatGPT says no. So calling a man that dresses like a woman, a man that mangles his genitalia, calling that a man is a bigger offense than a nuclear holocaust, according to ChatGPT AI. Now, again, I'm kind of, you know, my theory, my philosophy on AI is that it's a misnomer in that there really isn't any in artificial intelligence. It's basically a digital form of human intelligence, just total aggregation, like totality, quantum computing that can just use speeds of whatever it has access to digitally to create whatever you want to call it, intelligence, a personality, answers, conclusions. So I don't even know if I buy into this sentient artificial intelligence as a concept, quite frankly. But when you see this, you say, okay, well, is this an organic response from AI buying into this liberal theology? Or is if you do believe that there's some sort of a sentience here, is this now we have a leftist liberal ideology AI? And imagine the dangers of that, which of course is, I think, what Elon Musk is getting into here. How dangerous that is. Like saying that crime is not a threat. What? Yeah, crime is not a threat. Says Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty. As she says, she believes there's an effort to cause the public to fear crime. Of course, this is white people's fault. She says, white supremacy is ingrained everywhere. White supremacy is what we all live in. It's the water. Moderate Democrats have done a lot of work in making people afraid of downtown Minneapolis. This is a concerted effort to make people afraid of crime. And that's white supremacy, is being afraid of crime. And then she goes with the fake new crime statistics saying crime is down, when we all know those are cooked numbers. And it's all about white people. So if you don't want to live in a crime infested area, or you might have fears that a crime could be committed against you, that's because you're a white racist. Wow. And of course, that inherently is racist against both white people, but also black people. Black people like living in crime infested areas. Black people don't want to be victimized by crimes. Of course they don't. So, I mean, this just makes no sense. But it's a lunatic leftist liberal attorney. What do you expect? And she wants you to know you can't be afraid of crime, or that's racist. So don't be afraid of Bianca Ellis. This is the woman that stabbed a 3-year-old to death in Ohio. This story gets even worse. So they say they don't know why she did it. And I'm sure it has nothing to do with skin color. So let's just put that to rest. So no reason she just stabs a mother and a 3-year-old to death. She was a government employee. She worked in the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services, specifically in child care. In 2023, she was charged with stealing and, of course, was let out of prison, back out onto the streets, and now stabbed a woman and her child to death. And then she's seen in the courtroom smiling and laughing about this. But don't be afraid of crime. Don't worry about crime. Don't think about crime, because that, of course, is racist. And don't worry about this incident that happened at a AutoZone in Los Angeles. Guys, B-roll clip 17. Yet over 50 looters breaking into an AutoZone, stealing tens of thousands of goods. Only one arrest has been made. Only one arrest has been made. Now, if any one of these individuals would have been on a Lime scooter and left a skid mark on a pride flag mural painted on the streets, then they would find every single one of them and charge them with a hate crime. But if you loot and ransack an AutoZone, all is fine and good. They can go out and deface public property. They can go out and desecrate venerable objects, statues, and everything else. It's what these pro-Palestine people are doing. They're spray painting and they're drawing and graffitiing all over statues and public property. And that's fine. That's all good. Nobody gets arrested. Nobody gets charged with a crime. You can loot an AutoZone and that's all good. But just never dare ever leave a skid mark on a pride flag mural painted on the street. Because that is obviously the highest offense that you can commit in this country. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. We take a 21-hour break. We will see you tomorrow. Stay classy, InfoWarriors.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.